Hi, I'm Judith Skillman, and I'm going to read two poems. The first one is God Knows, and it's dedicated to my daughter, Lisa. God knows any 16-hand paint can trample a man. That's why you've got to be careful of a skittish horse. I walk behind my daughter, perched in all her glory on Sid, name my father adopted because he was teased for being Oscar. Oscar Four Eyes, Oscar Four Eyes. God knows I am not afraid of horses. Rode English when I was young. Turned out into a pasture across from NASA to ride bareback under the tutelage of an equestrian who taught me to jump and fall until I could no longer get back on. I keep my distance when my daughter shows me how she doesn't have to pick the frogs of her well-shod, lame, right-foot horse named Sid. A slender root stretches between me and my daughter. She inherited the Ashkenazi gene, got a quarter Aussie thrown into the bargain. Here she comes at a walk, then trot, then the dangerous perfection of a canter. I remember the wooden rocking horse she rode when she was two. She reins sweaty Sid in using her hands and thighs, signals of a language I have no way of comprehending. I look up at her on her throne next to the sun. He wants to run, she says. You can't let a horse bolt back to the barn. I ask her why he wants to run. God knows. And this one is called The Shrew. This actually happened last summer when I still had my Maine Coon cat named Rabbit. The Shrew. Brought to the deck in rigor mortis, tail hung squarely between two boards, hands and feet splayed, sharp nose pointed at the dawn. I have no choice but to look it up and wonder which goals in shrew symbolism I've been neglecting. What more worldly desires have I to overcome? Clothes, money, a home with granite countertops, is that too much to ask? Big black eye open and reflecting a bit of cloud from the summer sky. Cleft mouth about to speak, if shrews could talk, about hardship and the Maine Coon that came from nowhere, though it could easily have died from being picked up or hearing thunder. In that way, I feel a certain kinship and wish the man hadn't thrown it into the trash bin. I'd have kept this shrew around, had it eviscerated and hung in my bedroom as a symbol, even if the taxidermist I hired had to ask, working deep in the guts of the thing, those questions regarding my need for a three-dimensional model of what Shakespeare used for one oeuvre. That's one famous play, he, the taxidermist, would say, and I'd nod, remain silent, my lips pressed together as the skin underwent disinfection before this entity, smaller than a deer or an elk, became the totem above a double bed I share with no one. Thank you.